Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Yuma, and in the Oitzvah Hadar Tzur Sadaf, we are starting Yud Amud Aleph, right at the beginning of the Gemara after the Mishnah, that's near the top. And in the article Tzur Sadaf, it's on Yud Amud Beis, near the bottom, at the beginning of the Gemara after the Mishnah. And today's office sponsor, Lila Nishmas, Marsh Mirmsar Basim Yaakov Moshe, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So we quote the Mishnah, Barishana Komishu writes a list from Mizbech of Chulu. And remember, we had discussed that by Trumas Hadeshen, which was the first thing that was done in the morning, a scoop of ashes was taken off of Mizbech and put on the eastern side or the right side of the ramp. Originally used to be that any kohen who wanted to do that avodah could do it. If there was multiple kohanim, then they would have a race up the mizbeach, and whoever won, so he got to do it. And if it was tied, then they would do a pious, a lottery determining who wins it. After the kohen got pushed off the ramp and broke his leg, so they just said it's only done by pious. Telling Gemara tells Ramona, but Ramona asks a fun question: V'lomaloi kavu pious l'trumas hadeshen? Why not from the get go did they say that trumas hadeshen we do it by way of lottery? As a chami, come and see shechita k'sher bazar. Shechita is lottery done by non kohen. Vat amar yeshal pious, and you say, as we're going to learn in the next mishnah, that it has to be done by way of lottery. Well, trumas hadeshen asur bazar. Trumas hadeshen is not to be done by non kohen. Vat amar ain lo pious. And you say it's not done by way of lottery, it should be more chashiv and more coveted, because it's not allowed to be done by non-kayin, so of course it should be done by pious. And Chaz Ramana Ba'amar, Ramana went back and said that no, shechita in k'shera el b'yayim, shechita is only kosher during the day. Aval trumas hadesh in k'shera kol laila, trumas hadesh is allowed to be done all night, as we learned in the last mishnah at the end of the previous parak, that there were certain times that trumas hadesh was even done at the beginning or the middle of the night. And im oimer at yafis, if you're going to say that we're only going to do it by way of pious, by way of lottery, af hu einim mashkim al safik, the kayin is not going to get up because of a safik. He's going to think to himself, why should I get up in the middle of the night? I might not even win the lottery anyway. But if he knows that if he gets there, he could do it, and there's a very big chance, and it's not by way of lottery, so then he's going to drag himself out of bed in the middle of the night to go do the Trumas Hadeshen. And that's why it's not done by way of lottery. Now we just clarify this point. My Chamas Meimar Kain, what do you see to say this? How do we know it's allowed to be done all night? That's because the Pasuk tells us, Kol Halayla Vehirim. And we come from here, we learn, the Trumas Hadeshen, Shikshar Kol Halayla, Trumas Hadeshen is allowed to be done all night. Now it really doesn't say, Kol Halayla Vehirim. The Pasuk says, Zoyshar Sa'oyla, Hiya Oyla Al Moikta Al Mizbeach, Kol Halayla. So it's talking about the carbon oyla, which is on the Mizbeach all night. Next pasuk says the kohen gets dressed and v'herim sadeshen asher techel oish as ha'oila al mizbeach, that he's taking from the deshen that had consumed this oila. And so we see from one pasuk following another, the first pasuk is talking about the oila being burned all night. The next pasuk is talking about doing trumas hadeshen of that oila that was being burned. And the drash from here is that trumas hadeshen is allowed to be done all night. We're discussing this zar shataram. If a non kohen did trumas hadeshen, Rabbi Yochanan amar chayv. Rabbi Yochanan says he's chayv, meaning he's chayv misiv dei shemaim. Or Rabbi Shimon Lakish amar potter. Rabbi Shimon Lakish says he's potter. Now my time Rabbi Shimon Lakish, what's Rabbi Shimon Lakish's svara? That's because avoidus matana. It's only an avoidah of giving or of placing yatsa zeshu baharama. This is excluding this din, which is harama, it's taking away. The pasuk tells us regarding the avoidah of the kaihanim, vavatem avoidas matana. You shall do avoidah of matana. And Rish Lakish is learning this means an avoidah of placing. When you're taking something and placing it somewhere, putting it somewhere, that's an avoidah that has to be done by kaihanim. But it's not an avoidah of placing, it's taking away from the mizbeach. There were zars not chayv misa for doing it. Now, my time is Rabbi Yochanan. What's Rabbi Yochanan's reasoning? That's because the pasuk earlier says, lechol devar hamizbeach. The kaihanim are doing avoidahs that have to do with the mizbeach. And even though this is taking away from the mizbeach, it still has to do with the mizbeach, so a zar is going to be chayv misa for doing it. We continue discussing this. Rabbi Yisrael Rabban says, B'shem Rav, arba avoidas she'akon mizchayv aleinu b'mochot, zar mizchayv aleinu b'mifnim. There are four avoidas that if a kohen does them outside the base of Mikdash, a zar, if he does them inside the base of Mikdash, he's chayv misa b'dei shamayim. Ve'ezu zu, which ones are these? Zu haktara, uzrika, v'nisa chamayim v'hayayin. And clearly, v'asak Rabshim Lakish is a Rikash Lakish, because it doesn't say anything about Trumas Hadeshen over here. Now, Levi Amar, he says, afilu Trumas Hadeshen, that actually we add on Trumas Hadeshen, v'asak Rabbi Yochanan, that goes like Rabbi Yochanan, the zar who does Trumas Hadeshen is chayv misa. Something similar, chita gachalim, if a zar shoveled the coals that were on the mizbeach, the flukas Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, that's also subject to the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says he's going to be chayv misa b'dei shemayim, Rabbi Shimon Lakish says he's not. Similarly, hoitzi shar hadeshen, let's say he removed the rest of the ashes after Trumas Hadeshen is done, the little bit of ashes that are scooped off of the mizbeach, very often shar hadeshen, the remainder of the ashes were cleared away from the mizbeach. So let's say a zar did that, the flukas Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, that's also subject to the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Now ask a command Amar Achirim pechusin mehen. This is according to the Ma'an Amar that the word Achirim is referring to clothing that are less than them. What's this referring to? So Pasuk tells regarding Trumas Hadeshen, Ufashatis begadav v'lavash begadim achirim v'hoitzias hadeshen al michutz l'machaneh. He shall take off his clothing and put on begadim achirim and take the hadeshen outside the camp. So according to the Ma'an Amar, the begadim achirim means begadim that are pachas, they're less, they're not chashuv, they're worn out, they're rubbed up big day kuhuna. So that goes according to the Ma'an Amar that a koyin has to do Trumas Hadeshen. That's why that koyin is changing into different begadim because it's not proper to be carrying out ash and getting them all over good big day kuhuna. But Ram Kamanda Amar Achirim L'Rabbis Bali Mumin. However, according to the Manda Amar, when the pasuk says Achirim, that's coming to include that a kain who's a Bal Mum is allowed to do this. So according to him, he's our he Bal Mum. There should be no difference between a non kain and a kain who's a Bal Mum, and that'd be according to Rish Lakish. You know, based on how we continue discussing a non kain doing certain avodas in the base of Mikdash, Hakalmai, then everyone agrees, meaning even Rish Lakish agrees, Bizar Shasidim Aracha Shal Eitzim Shu Chayiv. If a non kain arranged the wood on the Mizbeach, then he would be Chayiv for that. And our Rosaria says, further clarifying this, Ba'atzem, that's only talking about the two blocks of wood that had to be put on the Mizbeach every day. Shakasim Mazri Alein, the Vos Kuna, because the Pasuk specifically warns about them. They have to be done by a Kohen because it says, V'nosu b'nei Aaron HaKohen, Eish al Mizbeach, V'orchu Eitzim, the sons of Aaron HaKohen, put fire on the Mizbeach and arrange the Eitzim. Eitzim is referring to two blocks of Eitzim, so it's those. If they're done by a non Kohen, he's Chayim Yisim B'dei Shemayim. Now, Tanuvi Fabrizo, Arm Rebuti tells us, How do we know that the wood chips, which is really what gets the fire started burning on the Mizbeach, how do we know that has to be done by a Kohen Kasher and he has to be wearing Klei Sharis, meaning Big Day Kuna? Because the Pasuk says, V'nosu b'nei Aaron HaKohen Eish al Mizbeach, so it says specifically it has to be done by b'nei Aaron. Or Shimon says, V'cha'olas alev sha'azor karv al-gam Mizbeach, would you even have a Havamina that a Zor would be allowed to go onto the Mizbeach? He's not allowed to walk up the ramp and do something on the Mizbeach. And therefore, says Reb Shimon, Im kain of so, Lamanem or V'nosu b'nei Aaron HaKohen Eish al Mizbeach, why does the Pasuk tell us this? Limit its teaching, al tzasas ha'esh shaloi tehe el b'roish shal mizbeach, that this lighting of the fire, getting it started with the wood chips, has to be done on top of the mizbeach. You can't get the wood chips started and get the whole fire started at the bottom of the mizbeach and then bring it up to the top. It has to be done on the top. So I think Gemara asks on Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, Hasevun asks as follows, v'hak save, the pasuk says, v'ha'esh al mizbeach tukad ba'le sechbe, that the fire on the mizbeach, it should burn constantly and not be extinguished. Mikan from here we learn, al tzasas ha'esh shaloi tehe el b'roish shal mizbeach, that the lighting of the wood chips and the starting of the fire has to be done at the top of the mizbeach. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda is telling us, and Machashi does Rabbi Yehuda. Clearly, this is steering sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Taman he tzricha kain kasher over there in our first breath that we quote Rabbi Yehuda. He specifically requires a drasha for a kain kasher to do this hatsasas oish, this lighting of the wood chips to get the fire started. But a kai who ain't tzricha kain kasher over here, it seems to be that he does not need a pasuk telling us that a kain has to be doing it on top of his bach. Seemingly, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's obvious that a non kain is not allowed to do on top of his bach. Stira, does he or does he not hold that a non kain is not allowed to go to the top of his bach? So Tarchu Bar Yehuda, he answers, Machshavam, you know, what are you trying to learn from the second brisa regarding whether or not these wood chips that are starting the fire have to be done by a kohen? Never brisa mizbeach v'zar. If we only have the second brisa, we would technically be able to say that it has to be done on top of mizbeach, but it could be done by non kohen. In other words, Tanakh Yudin is explaining that Rav Yehuda doesn't understand like Rav Shimon. He doesn't hold that a non kohen is not allowed to go to the top of mizbeach. He actually requires a pasuk for it, so that's why he needs two pasukim. One pasuk tells us that the fire that's going to be put on the mizbeach has to be started on top of mizbeach and not on the bottom. And then he needs another pasuk to say that it has to be done by a kohen and not by a zar. Now go back to discuss Trumas Hadashen, Taram Vifichasu Ruach. Let's say the Trumas Hadashen, and then before he put it on the floor of the Azara next to the ramp of the Mizbeach, the wind blew it away. What's it then? To follow Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Chanina, Machalek Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Chanina, the Amr Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina says, Kaimetz Shinos Lagabi Ishim, if the Kaimetz Lakar Mincha was placed on top of the fire, Vifichasu Ruach, Vifricha Achraina, and the wind blew it away, Yishapra Bailim, the Bailim received their Kapara, Vyatsa Shirayim Yidem Me'ilah, and the Shirayim, the remainder of the Kar Mincha, does not have a din of Me'ilah, there's no problem, it's allowed to be Itam Alekaihanim, as we see that even though it was blown away, it's considered like the Avodah was done. Whereas Rabbi Yechon says that no, Mishiach Hazor Berubai, it has to be that the fire took a hold of the majority of the Kaimetz, and only then it's considered like its Avodah was done. As it would be the Rabbi Yechon would hold, the Trumas Hadashen that was blown away by the wind before it was put on the floor is not valid. Now just clarify Rabbi Yechon's Shita by Kaimetz, Ma'u Berubai, what does that mean? That the fire has to catch on to the rive of it? Berubai Shal Kaimetz? Does it mean the majority of the Kaimetz? So if you just have fire on 51% of it, that's okay, even though the other part hasn't caught on fire at all? Ay Berubai Kol Prey Lupre this Samres, or is it saying that it has to be caught into every single little piece of it, meaning the majority of every piece of the Kaimetz caught onto fire. And also Chizkiah came and said, "Bin name Rabbi Yehuda, who said in name Rabba, who said in name Rabbi Chiyu, who said b'shem Rabbi Yechonon, Beroiv Kol Prey Lupre this Amres." It has to be the majority of every single piece of the Kaimetz, and the majority of that caught on fire. Can you discuss Trumas Hadashen here with another case? Tarm Chetzia. Let's say he only did Trumas Hadashen to half of what he was supposed to do, and then he's going to do the other half. Is that okay? To follow Rabbi Yechonon Rishu Ben Levi, Machlokes Rabbi Yechonon Rishu Ben Levi. The Rabbi Yechonon Rishu says Kaimetz Shekadosh B'Kli. If the Kmitz of the Kar Mincha was Niskadosh in a Kli, Viktiru, and he put it on the Mizbeach, Afilu Shum Shemen, if he did that like sesame seeds, he did a tiny little bit at a time on the Mizbeach, Yotze is perfectly Yotze. And it seems to be the same thing about the Trumas Hadashen. A little bit at a time is totally fine as long as he did the whole shear. Which Rishim Levi, Rishim Levi says by Kaimetz, Masniso Loyamer Kain. That's not what the Mishnah is telling us. Al rather was the Mishnah say, Hikter Bakumtsai Pamayim Ksheira. If he was Makta the Kaimetz twice, so then it's Kosher. And why is that? Yud Alpha Amad Alpha on top, because Rav Chavar Ukva says, Rishim Rishim Levi, in Kmitza Pachsim Shnei Zaysim, a Kmitza Karmincha is not less than two Kazaysim, and Vain Akhtar Pachusim Kazayas. And that means if you bring it in two shots, each Akhtar is not less than a Zayas, and that's why it's okay. But it doesn't mean you're allowed to do it a tiny little piece at a time. If it's less than a Zayas, it's not valid. Rav Yitzchak Rilaz Rishal, he asks on this, Me'at, if that's really so, Koyin She'ein Yodim Achzekes Kishnei Zaysim, Pasul Men Avoida. It would seem to be from here that if a Koyin happens to have a small hand and it doesn't hold two Kazayasim in it, so he should be Pasul for Avoida because he's not able to do a Kmitz of a Karban Mincha. And we don't have an answer to this question. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss Trumas Hadashen. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.